This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you're a bit of a stargazer, then you'll know that tonight we get a chance to see the third supermoon of the year. There was one in October, one in November, which was mostly hidden by clouds here in Sydney. But tonight's weather conditions are expected to be balmy and clear, pretty good for stargazing or moon gazing, as it may be. And on the phone to chat with me about it now is Raylene Summer. She's an astronomy educator from Western Sydney University's Penrith Observatory. Welcome, Raylene.
Thanks very much for having me.
What is a supermoon, first of all? How do they happen?
Okay, there's a couple of factors involved in being sort of classified as a supermoon. First of all, it's the full moon phase, generally a full moon phase of the moon, but also it's the closest point in the moon's orbit around Earth. So the distance varies a little bit. The orbit of the moon around Earth is not perfectly circular, and so there's a period of time where the moon is a little closer and a period of time where it's a little further away. So it's these two things that coincide.
So basically the closer it gets, the bigger it looks.
Yes, yep.
Okay. And how much bigger, how much brighter can we expect it to look?
We generally estimate about 12 to 14% bigger. So if you were to sort of hold your arm out with a ruler, you could even make a sort of a measurement, an angular measurement of the moon at different points. And it generally works out to be about 25 to 30% brighter.
Okay, cool. So those moonlit nights and those lovely shadows that get cast on a moonshiny night would be a bit sharper. What is the best time to view it tonight? When will it be brightest?
Best view is as the moon rises, which tonight should be happening at about 7 p.m.
Oh, perfect.
And because there is this sort of effect where as the moon rises from the horizon, the moon actually looks significant bigger anyway. So that combined with being a supermoon means that you get this pretty spectacular kind of view of the moon as it comes up.
Mm. How come it looks bigger near the horizon? Is it just because it's close up to the things that we see in the landscape?
That's actually what people sort of believe, that there is this optical illusion near the horizon that means that as it comes up, it just looks bigger. If you use that ruler at arm's length and measure it, you'll find that generally there's not much difference between on the horizon and above your head.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks bigger.
Okay. Now, some people on social media who saw the supermoon in November over in Perth, where they actually had clear skies, some people said they weren't all that impressed. Like, are they being party poopers? Does it really look all that different to the naked eye? Or is it better to have a friend with a telescope on the back veranda to really appreciate it?
Look, the best way to view the moon actually is with your eyes. You don't need a telescope. And in fact, a telescope is sort of wasted. The moon is so big and so bright that through a telescope, it's almost blinding.
Okay.
The people that weren't impressed, perhaps they had unrealistic expectations.
Inflated.
Of what was going to happen. It's not going to be like 10 times bigger.
Yeah, okay.
It's
And can it be seen all over Australia?
Absolutely, yeah. Yep. Assuming you've got no clouds in the way, which with Sydney can often be a challenge. Everyone should be able to see it.
Now, do they affect things like tides and other natural forces on the Earth? Is that true?
There is a little bit of an effect. So when the moon is a little closer to Earth, then the tidal sort of pull from the gravity of the moon is slightly greater. And that can make a bit of a difference, yeah.
Okay. And there's plenty of myths and superstitions around, you know, full moons. I'm not expecting to see any aliens passing by the moon, perhaps on a bicycle, but does it actually affect people who are have a bit of insomnia, dogs howling a bit extra, that sort of thing, or is that all myths as well?
Well, the brightness of the moon can have some effect on animals. I know that living in very bright areas of Sydney, sometimes the birds don't necessarily have that greater sleep time. So around my current house where I'm living now, the birds are a bit noisier than they are living, you know, somewhere darker.
Okay.
But there isn't any real scientific evidence to show that there is a major effect on, you know, people or behaviour with a full moon. But, you know, there's lots of people I've met that disagree with that.
What kind of people do you find take an interest in these kind of, you know, cosmological events?
I think there's sort of a core of astronomy enthusiasts that are obviously pretty interested in it. I think it also captures the imagination of some other people, so possibly members of the public who don't necessarily have a big astronomy interest might actually take some time to go, ooh, wow, look at what's happening. And I think there's probably a fairly large sort of spiritual collective that are interested in this as well.
Mm, yeah, right. And what sort of spiritual beliefs, I guess, do you find around things like big full supermoons?
It's not really my area.
I
do know that there are, some pagan-style rituals and so on that happen with moons and solstices, etc.
Yeah, and I do hear in some sort of in religious circles that people prophesying, the end of the world and significant world events around supermoons as well. So that's kind of fascinating.
You can imagine that years ago, when humans didn't really have a good understanding of what was happening, that these strange things that might occur, so like lunar and solar eclipses and supermoons and things, might have actually been a little scary. They would have probably developed stories around what they could have thought was happening.
And I guess close to Christmas, there's the Christian story of the big star that appeared over Bethlehem with Jesus arriving. So it's interesting to know that, there's that in history as well.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. All right. Well, thank you very much for the chat. I'm sure that a lot of us will be getting out in the backyard, hopefully seeing a moon with no clouds disguising it this time.
I really hope so. I will be there waiting.
Yeah, great. Lovely to chat to you, Raylene.
Thanks very much. My pleasure.